Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. It is 12-12, Monday, 2011, getting closer to that year-end, 2012. So today got a great guest, a guest that you all need to know, especially when it comes to your taxes and preparation. This is the time to get yourself prepared so you're not scrambling at the last minute, and also know some of those deductions that you could use towards your taxes, because it's all about not how much money you make, but how much money you keep. So it is 12 p.m. here in San Diego, California, 3 p.m. in Atlanta, GA. Hello, Atlanta. We got a lot of rain going on today here on the West Coast, kind of storming, but at least it's not freezing cold, but we got a lot of rain. But we all know, you know, they always say it never rains in Southern California, but we need the rain. It is so dry out here, and like I said, it's just so needed. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, Bill Grow and Enjoy Live Chat, as always. While you guys, the buzz is out, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they're shocked that this is something coming to Atlanta. And yes, to the ATL, a city that's well-deserving of it, and that's the Bill Grow and Enjoy First Annual Keystone Leadership Award to celebrate our community, coming January 28, 2012, in honor of the Ray and Joan Kroc Salvation Army Center and the Porter Sanford Center. Unfortunately, Stillwater organization, we send our best wishes to them, was unable to be our organization of honor, due to preparation on their part. So we send our blessings to them. The children is just dynamic. The organization is just dynamic. And we just send our blessings. But, you know, we got the community treasures. You guys know the Ray and Joan Kroc Center Atlanta. You know, I personally have partnered with them for the last 4 years. And when I say these ladies that run the center, Ikeena Ubaka and Tashi Verner, they just purest of hearts. They do it for the passion. I mean, there is just a passion for them and what they do and contribute back to the community. So I am just honored to be able to honor them in the work that they do and what the Ray and Joan Kroc Center Salvation Army does throughout the community in Atlanta. And so also with the Porter Sanford Center being able to provide a resource where people of art, the children, can come and perform, you know, and you know, it's hard out there. You know, the children and the youths are our foundation of the future. They are our future. So we have to be the ones, the generation, to implant in them, you know, not just and expose them to the things that are going to educate them, getting them to the next level, empowering their lives throughout the community. So hats off to the Ray and Joan Kroc Salvation Army Center and the Porter Sanford Center. I'm really, really looking forward to having this award ceremony, and I am honored and I feel so blessed to be able to bring this to Atlanta, acknowledging those that make a difference throughout our community. As you guys have seen, some of you may be on my Facebook. If you're not, go ahead and add an or BillGrowToJoy.com. Working Diva, Evelyn D. Nim, Chapter President of the National Academy of Television Arts and Science, NATAS. 3-time Emmy nominee, program coordinator at Garnett WXIA, and she is our master of ceremony at the Bill Grow and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award. So thank you, Evelyn. It is going to be an honor to have you open this up and just really bring it into Atlanta the way you always bring everything in Atlanta. I'm just looking forward to just being able to host this with Evelyn. Not just with Evelyn, I'll be co-hosting. My co-host for the award ceremony itself is Marie Moore, Atlanta's very own working diva from 107.9. Also on the red carpet, we got, you guys know him, Big T, Tribble Reese. You know, he just had his show, on Sweet Home Alabama, he chose his love. And then, of course, very prominent Atlanta dentist, Dr. Zelda Pittman. So it's going to be an awesome night of celebrating. You guys know some of the guests that's on the list, Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, the big player of all, and the guy with the biggest heart here on the West Coast. You guys don't know who he is, especially Atlanta. You know, people in Los Angeles on the West Coast know him. The Diversity Awards. He's a guy that, you know, promotes diversity when you're looking at, you know, diversity on television, in the movies. He is the guy. So, you know, I want to just definitely say it's going to be an honor to have him come to Atlanta and see our community. You know, Atlanta is a place where a lot of television studios is coming in, the new Black Hollywood. So it's a great opportunity for Jarvie to come out and see what are we doing in our community when it comes to television and when it comes to these studios, like, you know, the Tyler Perry Studios and all those that are wanting to head in that direction. So definitely the site is going to be up this week for ticket sales. Definitely purchase your tickets. It's going to be a night of fun, not just an award ceremony where you're going to be sitting here, you know, listening to us give awards. We're going to be getting contributions back to the community. It's going to be food. We're going to have wine. There's going to be performances. I mean, it's just going to be a night of fun. And most important, it's going to be networking with our huge community leaders, decision makers, celebrities that are community leaders, a chance for you to really get in front of them and tell them who you are, and maybe even connecting with them to get you to the next level. So it's a great opportunity. It's a celebration. Our hotel combinations is provided by the Sheraton Atlanta, so that will also be on the website up soon. Transportation is provided by Olympian Transportation, so if you don't want to drive, we have town cars, we have SUVs, we have limos provided, reservations. You'll get that information off of our site also. So I just want to just highlight that. Keep tuning in. You can join Bill Grow and Enjoy at BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, so that way you can keep up with the newsletters and the changes or as things come. And also, we're going to be in Atlanta Daily World starting in January. We're going to be featured in throughout that magazine. Thank you to Ms. Alexa Scott, who is also an honoree working diva. You guys know all the contributions that she does throughout the community. Also, like I said, we're looking at going on 11 Alive with Mr. Ralph Abernathy January 24th. We're still confirming it. Also, Atlanta and Company in Good Day Atlanta with some of the other community leaders to talk about this award. It's going to be all over the radio, so you guys just get yourself prepped. It's going to be a sellout event at the Porter Sanford Center January 28th, 2012. So get your dress ready, get your hair done, your nails done. It is going to be a night of fun. So absolutely my blessings to the city. And like I said, this is going to be an annual event, and this is the kickoff. So my blessings to all. So definitely you guys get on over to Working Divas. You know it's Monday, Money Mondays, workingdivas.com. Talking about some smart money moves you can make prior to the year end, and with my guest today, the Snelling Report is here. Some topics that she can touch on what she wants to share with you guys too with that report or with that article that's posted on there, and you can get on over to workingdivas.com for more information on the article for today, and definitely NCES, my buddy George Cole with the National Credit Educational Service. You know, you guys out there, you know, trying to get your credit right, you know, empower your life, because you know we need credit to move forward, to purchase that home, purchase that car, even get a job. So go ahead and reach out to George. His product is just absolutely awesome. We're a distributor ourselves, and that's, you can go to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, click on the NCES banner from there to get more information. Tonight is Monday, so 7:30 p.m. There will be a conference call for those that want to listen in for credit education. So getting right on to my next guest, Ms. Debbie Snelling is back with the Snelling Report, and today she's going to be talking about small business year-end tax planning for small businesses and some for individuals. So it's just absolutely an honor to have you on the air today, Debbie. Thank you for joining us again.
Wow, Kalithia, it's great to be here. You've got an exciting schedule planned.
Boy, do I. Thank you for being here. Thank you. You've been on the air already. This is your second, you know, part two of three. And just go ahead, and for those that didn't tune in when you were first on the air, let are, what the Snelling Report is all about, and then go ahead and let them know why it's important to go ahead and start your hearing tax planning right now.
The Snelling Report is the website for my company, TSR Consulting. It's also our newsletter. And much of what we're going to talk about today is on our website and in our November and December newsletters, which you can see on the website at thesnellingreport.com. I've been in accounting and tax for over 26 years. I was formerly the tax director for a publicly traded company, and then I was the director of finance and tax for a publicly traded company that turned private, so I was responsible for restating the books, as well as for making all of the appropriate tax adjustments related to that. So it was a very interesting time for my industry. For people outside of my industry, it's going to sound like yawn, but it was really interesting work. So now we're out. One of the things that we miss, or that I missed most about working with small and mid-market clients, was that the life-changing impact that it can have on people. From a lady down in Florida who at any given time had at least 5 foster children in her home, and she had been told by one of the big box tax preparers that she couldn't use them as tax deductions, and that's just incorrect. And so we got them tens of thousands of dollars of refunds to the company where I was the director of finance and tax, and at one point when we sat down, it looked like they were going to have a multi-million dollar tax liability that we were able to reduce to 150,000-odd, which still sounds like a lot of money, but when you're a big company and you're looking at a $25 million tax bill and it gets down to $150,000, you're pretty happy.
Oh, yeah, I need a big smile.
Yeah, exactly. So, but having that kind of a life-changing impact on people really, for me, makes a lot of difference. For a small company, I'm sitting in a client's office now who, a year ago, his books and records were a mess. I actually spoke to him and a couple of his general managers about it earlier today, that from where we are today to where we were a year ago when I started, the business is growing and expanding, and they don't worry about money, and they don't worry about paying bills, because they know that the systems are all in place, and they know to the penny every day how much money they have. Where last year, every day we waited for the next surprise to come in the mail. Who do we owe money to? So those kinds of things where you're actually seeing impact every day in somebody's life, it's just, it's not very professional to say it this way, but it's just really cool.
Right. And that's the topic you want to talk to us about, today, the year-end tax planning for businesses, some of the measures at the year end to help to reduce the tax burden, because, like I said, you want to get as much as you can off the books before that January 1 date. So let us hear what you have to share with us on that piece.
Fantastic. If your business is making money and what you're trying to do now is reduce your tax burden, one of the best things that you can do is reinvest back into your company by buying some equipment and taking what's called Section 179 depreciation. And this is where you get to buy equipment today. You can pay for it over time. You can take a whole bunch of depreciation today. If your business is making money and you need to reduce your tax bill, you take a whole bunch of depreciation today, and then you have some to take in future years. Or if your business isn't doing as well and you want to postpone until future years, then you make an election instead to take a little bit of depreciation today and a little bit in future years. And that way, whether you're making money or whether you're losing money, there's tax planning in place for you. If you're making money, invest back into your business, take some big tax deductions in the first year. It gives you some tax deductions in the future year. But with Section 179 to depreciation, oftentimes you're able to take as much as $500,000 in the first year. So, that's a chunk of money where you can buy something for $500,000, finance it over 10, 15, 20 years, but still be able to take that big tax deduction in the first year. And that's really nice. That combines, as you're well aware, it combines tax planning with cash flow management. So it makes a huge difference. Other
all
things
about the time.
Yeah, all about the timing. All about the timing of the money. When are you going to have it? When are you going to need it? So use it to your best advantage. If it's year end and you're a partnership or you're an S corporation, and this is a little bit complex tax law, but you have to be aware that you're not able to take a tax deduction beyond what you've invested in the company. So if I've put $100,000 in my company and I've lost $150,000, then I can only deduct $100,000 and the $50,000 has to wait until I reinvest in the company. So I can lend the company money, I can make a capital contribution, I can, there are tax planning ways around it so that you take advantage in the year when it's needed, take full advantage of the deduction in the year when you need the deduction. For all businesses, whether you're a business where you pay yourself a salary, you can do salary deferral through your retirement plan contributions. If you're self-employed, there are other retirement plans. If you give yourself a paycheck, make a contribution into your 401k. The annual compensation limit is up to $250,000 for 2011. And the most you can contribute is $17,000. So that's
right.
Huge.
Right.
That's a huge amount of money. If you're self-employed.
It's funny that you say that, because that's what my article for today is on Money Mondays at Working Divas. I'm talking about that year end. And one is to contribute that max. Go ahead and get that maxed out, which is the $16,500, $17,000 to your 401k. And then I also mentioned, that one-person 401k for the self-employed. People think that just because they're self-employed, they can't get a 401k. So can you really touch on that for these business owners to know they can do that and get money dumped in prior to the 12/31 date?
Absolutely. You can set that up into your 401k. You actually can do it up to 4/15, the due date of your return. But I'm sorry, 401k, you've got to do it this calendar year. But in 2011, you can contribute up to $16,500. In 2012, you can contribute up to $17,000. That's significantly greater. Now, this is going to be based upon you have to have paid yourself a salary equal to that, and you need to be aware of how much salary you're paying and is your salary reasonable. But that's
right.
$17,000 of tax-deferred money. And if you're in a position now where you think you're going to be making money now and in a higher tax bracket today than you think you're going to be in when you retire at 65, or, if you're you, Khaleesi, I'm sure you're going to retire at 40. And
that's my goal.
So, and all of that requires planning. So set up that 401k now. If even though it's December 12th today, that still gives you 19 days to be able to come up with the money to fund it. So it's based upon your 2011 salary, not your salary in the last 19 days of the year because you set it up today. So,
right. And I also mentioned to everyone, too, so it's just timing. Again, it's perfect that you're on the air today because it was so funny. I wasn't even thinking about it, but I did this article too. But converting your IRA, I told a lot of people, if they want to get the taxes at today's rate to save themselves some money, they can convert that traditional IRA, even though they will have to pay some taxes on it, but they can dump it into that Roth, which will allow them to convert it into there where they can let the money grow tax-free. So can you let everyone have a good understanding on that if they want to go ahead and save some money also?
Sure. And this goes back to if you believe that the Bush tax cuts are going to be allowed to expire at the end of, they'll expire at the end of 2012, then you're going to want to convert your regular IRA to a Roth IRA, and you take advantage of the lower capital gains taxes, which are currently 10%, in addition to which, when there's a down market, it's a brilliant time to convert your IRA to a Roth IRA, and that kills people. If you've lost money on your IRA, then when you go to convert, there's no impact. There's no tax impact.
Right.
So now it's a great time. And then once you have your money in the Roth IRA, it's tax-free forever.
Yes.
Forever. After 5 years, you can take out principal, but not earnings. But it's tax-free growth forever. That means that every year, assuming you're in the 15% tax bracket, you've basically given yourself a 15% guaranteed return on your money.
Right.
Because of the after-tax impact of it.
Another thing that I want you to highlight on is on the withholdings. You know, some people can adjust it to get some more money towards, you know, their your tax bill, or, you know, for those that kind of was shortening it for the years. You know, people are robbing Paul to pay Peter nowadays. But talk a little more on checking the withholdings and being sure that, you know, that's an area they should check to maybe get some more extra income to that tax bill. So that when they do go file a tax return, it's not like stuck with this huge bill or something they can take advantage of until the year end.
That's an excellent point, whether you are an employee or whether you're self-employed. And actually, before I move on to that, let me bounce back to the Roth IRA for a moment. There was a one-time opportunity in 2010 to convert your Roth, your regular IRA to a Roth IRA. And if you had did that in 2010, you could either pay all of the tax in 2010 or you had a one-time opportunity to pay half the tax in 2011 and half the tax in 2012 and none of it in 2010. So if you had the good judgment or and a good enough tax preparer to be aware of that, remember on your 2011 and 2012 taxes to take that into account and be aware that you've got to pay those taxes, which then rolls us into the withholding, which you mentioned. And with the withholding, again, whether you're self-employed or you are, you're incorporated or you're an employee of someone else, now is the time to sit down and do a good estimate of here's how much money I think I'm going to make and adjust your tax withholdings from your W-2 or make extra payments or make smaller estimated tax payments. And again, it all goes back to timing. Hold on to your money for longer. There's time value to money. And the longer you get to keep it in your hot little hands, the more it's going to be worth.
Exactly. Right back to what we say. It's not how much money you make, it's how much you keep.
How much you keep. Keep more of what you make. And people get frustrated with me. Right now there's so much waste going on in Washington. Keep your money and spend it wisely on your family. Your family needs it.
Yes. Yes, that's what it's all about. Well, Debbie, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to turn to continue this conversation. I know there's some additional information you'd like to share with the listening audience, so just hold tight and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Have the Snelling Report with Debbie Snelling, speaking on tax preparation for businesses, touching on some information for you individuals. Well, Debbie, the lines are open. Let me tell you guys, the lines are open. Don't be afraid to call in if you got a question for Debbie, 347-215-8709. I know you guys are out there listening because I see you all over the site. Debbie, you got them listening today. So what other information you'd like to share with the listening audience that you feel they should know going into the year in tax preparation?
Well, remember that there are a lot of opportunities that you have, whether you're a cash basis taxpayer or an accrual basis taxpayer. That is, whether you pay taxes when you get the money or when you bill the money or, you know, bill the invoice. There are a lot of opportunities that you have to put the money in the year in which you want the tax to hit. So if, for instance, you've got a lot of income in 2011 and you're going to get a big year-end bonus, but you think 2012 is not going to be so good, you may want to talk to your boss about not paying you that bonus until January 1, 2012. And now you've adjusted. You get the money on January 1, and you got all year long to pay the tax bill on it. So you may want to really consider that instead of bumping yourself up into a higher tax bracket. And this is a thing, especially for many people who may be out there on and receiving government benefits, whether you're receiving WIC or Section 8 housing. Your income is limited, and when you go a dollar over that limit, and frankly, when you go a penny over that limit, you lose or your benefits are significantly reduced. Pay attention to that. Control the timing of when your money comes in. we call these things cliffs because, frankly, when you hit that cliff, you fall off a financial wall and lose all of the benefits. Don't let that happen to you. So another thing that you can do if you think you're going to have a big tax bill would be to accelerate your deduction. Pay your state estimated income tax installment in December. Pay your property tax bill in December instead of paying it in 2012. And if you've got medical expenses and you're about to reach a threshold, you've had a lot of medical bills, charge them on your credit card in December 2011. Pay for them in January 2012, and you get to deduct them in 2011. It bunches them together. It lets you take that tax deduction. That works on everything.
Right. Well, wow, Debbie, you just slam dunked it today. Let everyone know how they can reach out to you if they want to sit down and get consulted by you, which I would recommend everyone to do so. The experience speaks for itself. So let everyone know how they can contact you.
Please go to our website at thesnellingreport.com. That's T-H-E, Snelling, S-N like Nancy, E-L-L-I-N-G, report.com. You can reach us through our contact us there. Just send us an email through there. Go to our Facebook page where we are Snelling Report, or I'm Debbie Snelling. Go to our Twitter page where we're Snelling Report. Find me on LinkedIn, Debbie Snelling. There are a million ways to reach us. Of course, you can reach us by phone at 404-944-3172. But please, let me encourage you to go to the website. All of the things that we've talked about today are contained in the newsletter on the website. So click on the newsletter tab. But remember that taxes are complex, and what's on the website is not tax advice, it's ideas. And a good idea in the wrong hands becomes a bad idea.
Right. And everyone's situation is different. So, you know, you just got to reach out to you and meet with you one-on-one so that way you can do that needs analysis and see how you can advise them on that piece. So definitely
We had a guy one time who went to the website and saw information about buying a house and all of the tax deductions available if he bought a house. And right at the end of the year, he bought a house and he bought it, put a lot of money into it. But because he bought it at the end of the year, none of those tax deductions were available to him. So timing.
Right. Well, it was definitely a pleasure having you on the air today, Debbie. You're going to be back on January 18th. I have you coming back on to touch base again with everyone. So it's just absolutely a pleasure to have you on the air sharing your expertise. Like I said, the experience speaks for itself. So just definitely have a great, happy holiday to you and yours. My continued blessings to the Snelling Report. It's just an honor to have you on the air.
It's always a pleasure to be here. It's a delight to be with you.
Awesome. Well, there you guys have it, Debbie Snelling with the Snelling Report. Go ahead and reach out to her today, thesnellingreport.com, also on billgrowandenjoy.com. Debbie's information is in the guest contact group. She's also a member of Bill Grow and Enjoy, so you can contact her directly, via live chat and email. You know, Bill Grow is a very active site, so you can just interactive, just like a Facebook, but just 20 times more. But definitely, you know, try to reach out to her. She's the person I know when you come to these tax needs. The season is here. Reach out to her. She's an expert in this field, part of the BOMB group also. You know, they're the BOMB, the group of licensed professional that handle different needs of different areas of advice that teaches. So go ahead and reach out to Debbie, Snelling Report, snellingreport.com, billgrowandenjoy.com. Join the movement, everyone. Said the awards ceremony information will be up. This week we're looking at it, and you can go ahead and get your tickets. You want to buy your tickets soon for the first annual Bill Grown Enjoy Keystone Leadership Awards. It's going to be in the ATL January 28, 2012, red carpet event. It's going to be celebrating the community leaders, celebrities that are community leaders, just a big old party. So just definitely keep tuning in. Get your tickets soon. Bill Grown Enjoy will be back on Wednesday. Got Team Internet Marketing, and Jackie will be back on the air speaking on the marketing piece of your business. So everyone have a blessed day and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.